Blog.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, everybody, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we got a special show for you. Not one, but two esteemed guests. I got my main man, Tommy Walker, CEO of Walk With Me Entertainment. We're going to talk about what he got happening coming up this weekend and going forward. And also, we got San Diego's own Black Mikey, hip-hop artist supreme. So y'all be ready because we're going to do a double dose tonight. And of course, because I want to hear from you, I want y'all to holler at me. 646-929-2037 is the number. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. And as always, if you're a little too shy of a call, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, I know some of y'all are shy. You can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. And I got you there also. And if you happen to be listening on Blog Talk or you're watching me on Smooth Drama TV, you can either one of the chat rooms, you can post your questions, comments, concerns there. And I got you there also. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. In between then, I want to stalk you. You know this. And I want you to stalk me. So what I need you to do, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, any special events we may or may not be attending or putting on. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And you can keep up with us and we can keep up with you. And on that note, we're going to bring on my man Tommy and we're going to talk about what he's talking about. What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, outstanding, boss. How you doing?
I'm good. So, I'm in understanding that you're throwing another one of your prestigious events. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. It's we party for a cause down here in San Diego, downtown San Diego. Last one, I had the pleasure of meeting you, and you came out in support of Crystal Place, where we the proceeds from our event went to support women and children with HIV and AIDS. This time around, it is Diabetes Awareness Month, so the proceeds of this Saturday, our event downtown at the Red Circle, will be in support of the fight against diabetes.
All right. Well, you know, oh, and by the way, my man Black Steel is in the house also. So what's up, Black Steel?
What's up, Dick Hugger?
I'm good. We sitting here talking with Tommy of Walk With Me Entertainment. And, you know, he's talking about the event. I know, like you said, I had the pleasure of meeting you, Tommy, and I thank you for treating the brother real nice when you didn't have to. You didn't know me from Adam, but that's the kind of individual you are. You're a great individual.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. So tell us, I mean, I know. Tell the people what they can look forward to when they come to a Walk With Me Entertainment event.
Walk With Me Entertainment strives itself on a new way of entertainment. You know, nowadays we kind of got stagnant with how we throw shows and parties and events. And Walk With Me is bringing something new to the table. So when you come out to an event, you're gonna definitely party, have a great time, great music, great atmosphere. You know, of course, dressed to impress, but at the same time, when you leave, you go home at the end of the night, you know that it was all for a great cause. So, you know, we're actually the only entertainment company in San Diego that really focuses on that, and the people really enjoy it. I mean, the atmosphere is just beautiful where we at in the Gaslamp District downtown.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely attest to that. And now tell me, what made you want to get into the party scene, and not just the party scene, but up in the ante and doing the parties with a cause?
Well, you know what? I've done this back in New York. I'm originally from New York City, and we was doing this when I was a teenager, and I met my wife, Danielle, and she kind of brought it back out of me, and we enjoy bringing people together to have a good time, especially nowadays in a recession, you know, people going through hard times, different struggles. So putting a smile on somebody's face, you know, it's just a wonderful way to give back. And as far as partying for a cause, you know, it's our opportunity to give back to the people that are coming out and party with us, and to the ones that's less fortunate, the ones that couldn't make it out to the party. Because there's people out there every single day that wish they could do what we do every single day. And that's, you know, get up in the morning, walk, use our limbs, and just go and do as we do every single day. So just helping out everybody and bringing that happiness is what we strive for.
Yes, and that's why for anybody listening out there, if you in the San Diego area, this is the place to be on Saturday. Man, Tommy knows how to throw a party. I can't say that y'all gonna get in the VIP, but you gonna feel like a VIP when you're at his event. That I can tell you. So who's the DJ?
I appreciate that.
No, man, look, I appreciate people who do quality events and hold themselves up to a higher standard, and you execute that. And like I said, you do it with style and flair, and it's for a cause. It isn't just we just throwing the party just for the sake of throwing the party. It is a party that means something. So you're a shining example, bro. You're a shining example.
And it's just, you know, everybody tries to give back some way, some form, somehow. They're looking for that void in their life, you know, what is it? And, you know, Walk With Me Entertainment, I mean, the name says, it speaks for itself, you know, walk with me. You know, I don't want to say that we cater to a particular crowd. You know, we cater to all of San Diego. So anybody that's out there, you're listening in the San Diego area, you know, hit us up. We're on the website, www.wwment.com. Facebook, Twitter, Walk With Me Entertainment. And, you know, we're always looking for different people out there that's willing to go above and beyond and get out of the normal party scene or the nightclub scene and to just take it to the next level.
All right. Well, like I said, I enjoy it. I'm sorry I'm gonna miss this one. But I definitely want to try and be at the next one. Like I said, you know how to throw a party. It makes strangers feel good. Now tell me, before we go, tell me, the entertainment. How'd you come up with the name?
The name? Truthfully,
yeah.
the way it came up, I was sitting at a barbecue. It was actually wasn't even a barbecue. It was a birthday party for a 2-year-old. And one of my friend's house, and on the wall, it was the footsteps with, you know, Jesus Christ, you walk with me, as we went through the steps and trials and tribulations. I've seen 2 sets of footprints, and then when I was really going through, I only see 1 step. And then he says, well, that's when I carried you. And that's when it dawned on me. That's when it hit me. You know, walk with me. Everybody that's in my life, you know, through my trials and tribulations, just continue to walk with me, and believe me, we're going to do something that's going to change the world.
Okay. All right. I like that. So tell the people where they can find you once again online, and tell them where the party is.
The party is this Saturday, downtown San Diego at the Red Circle Nightclub, November 27th. Doors open at 9 o'clock. The proceeds, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the American Diabetes Association. You can check us out on the web, www.wwment.com. You know, interact on our website. You become VIP on the website and get a part of our guest list. And Facebook, Twitter, you know, just become a friend of the whole team. Hey, boss, let me ask you a question, too. How's the weather up there where you at?
Okay, did we lose him? Hello?
Hey, I'm still here. Hey, we lost.
Hello? Yeah, we lost him. We must have lost him. Can you hear me? Am I still on?
I still hear you.
Okay. Well, since we lost Dick Hugger, I'm gonna go ahead and take over.
I'm back, fellas. Sorry about that. We had
okay.
a server issue here. But go ahead. Yeah.
Well,
no,
his last question to you was how was the weather?
Weather's all right. You know, it was a little chilly as far as my San Diego standards, but it was all right. I couldn't complain.
It's
not raining.
Like Seattle, where we at right here.
I don't know if we was quite Seattle. But it got kind of bad.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I really do.
Hey, we appreciate what you do, and I look forward to meeting up with you again, sir. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving or whatever you celebrate, and I know that the party is going to be great because you're going to be there.
Most definitely, most definitely. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And to all your listeners, if you come out Saturday, you know, ask for Tommy Walker at the door, tell him you heard me on a Smooth Drama show, and you definitely get in for free. It's on me, and your first drink is on me as well.
What? Damn. Now, how y'all gonna pass that up? Now, he let you in free, and you get a free drink, too? Come on. Now, where are we going again?
Red Circle Nightclub, November 27th.
All right. Y'all be there, be square. Some other corny stuff like that. All right, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thanks, boss.
All right. All right. That was Tommy Walker, Walk With Me Entertainment. Y'all definitely, seriously, if you want to have a good time, that is the place to be. For sure, because
yeah, and you know I can
vouch for
it too because I was at the last event and you know we did have a good time. And you know Walk With Me Entertainment, what they do is, and you know what they're doing is something positive because a lot of the club promoters out there are more or less like, let's just throw a party, let's you know get people in here, you know, and we gonna get this money and we gonna keep the money. But you know they're making this money and they're donating it to a cause, and who out there don't know somebody that has diabetes or, you know, somebody that's suffering from something like that. So, you know, you're going out having a party and you're helping, you know, somebody that you know that has diabetes, and you may even have it yourself. So, you know, come out and support them on Saturday night. You know, come out there and show them that love because, like you said, you know, they're trying to take it to the next level.
All right. And on that note, right now, we about to go into a commercial break, and we're gonna bring up my man, Black Mikey. Before we bring him up, though, we're going to play his new song off his album, Smash or Get Smashed On. This is Best Kept Secret, Black Mikey.
Thank you. cut by the cookie cutter MCs at 59,000 degrees. I'm really, really a microphonist when it comes to microphoning. While you robot rappers is body snatching and cloning. I've mutated in the mic, the Martian zoning out and homing in. Cock back like Smith and Wesson's 500 at Tar Domes again. Can I show and prove to y'all I'm double, double XL? Hip hop on a way higher level than y'all can excel. Just like the birds, they serving, chirping like an exhale. The reason most of these niggas is losing they respect, well, I have come to get this industry a dush and take it back to the days when real skills got pushed. On California, stand up. From Dago all the way to Sacktown, clack clowns and bring this shit back now. Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it. And if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it. And if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. I'm California infected and guilty by affiliation. Hip-hop nigga, OG from the Hound Foundation. And my demonstration will show the world that I can make y'all chase these nuts like squirrels. I'm back from the dead like Pastor Troy. And oh boy, I cannot be destroyed till y'all bring the noise and get silent. Like my 4/5 with the silencer edition. My vernacular is active and pain inflicted. And that's why they don't spit when they see me. They sending they breezy out to cop my CD. And evermore clandestine downloading my rhymes and beats so they can study my vocals, hit the streets and cheat. And it's funny how they fall so fast, playing the runaway train but the first to crash. So California, stand up. They go all the way to Sacktown. How they gon' act now that the best is back on deck now? Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it. And if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it, and if you satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. Now like my nigga 40 water, I'ma sprinkle that ass to kill the habit like Dove with my Mac 10 blast. Cold like Ice Cube on a Friday, and still known as a bully with a fully like juice and killer Tay. I talk turf with turf talk while drinking with the licks, and I'm strapped in earth and surviving just like Mitchie Slick. I'm one blood in the game like game I speak, and that's my word like Keith the Sneak. We rolling out the carpets on you, everybody choose one. I'm walking the flame and Sue rolled out the blue one. I'm stocking out paparazzi with X to the Z and celebrating Independence Day with Damu and Looney. On the yellow bus with Mr. F.A.B. blowing trees with lunch and stone as we caravan through Southeast California, stand up from Dago all the way to Sacktown. Got them hating Black Mikey back to Brack now. Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it. And if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. Best kept secret. Yeah, I come to freak shit and rid the whole fucking industry of all this weak shit. Best kept secret. Real when I speak it. And if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it.
With your host Dick Hugger and my main man Black Steel. That was Black Mikey, Best Kept Secret off his album Smash or Get Smashed On. And since we're talking about Black Mikey, let's go ahead on and add him on and get him on here and let's talk about it. What's going on? Well, Walaikum Salaam, sir. How you doing?
What it do, man?
Welcome to Smooth Drama.
What it do, man?
Well, welcome back. I'm good. What it do with you? Just played your latest single, Smash. Best Kept Secret. You know, off the album.
Hey.
I've been a fan of yours for a minute. Tell me, what inspired you to do this album?
Because I got to smash. If I don't smash, I'm going to get smashed on. So, you know, I just came up with the name like that there and took it around with it. You know, because, you know, everybody can consider themselves smashing right now. But, I mean, I'm like, hey, if you ain't smashing, you're getting smashed on. So
that's, well, that's the rap game in general. You know, it was kind of funny. I thought about you. I was watching they had a little beef marathon on past couple of nights. They were showing all the beefs, the rap beefs, whatnot. And, you know, they were talking about the evolution of hip-hop and how nobody, like you talking about smash, you get smashed on. Nobody's coming out with that. Everything is just, you know, we talked about this before, the auto-tune, and you it's more singing than it is rapping. Now, and I appreciate you because you don't do that. But I want your feelings on some of that.
I'm really not feeling that regurgitated hip hop bullshit that they call rap music right now. It's never been my get down, and it will never be my get down. And like I said in the hook, best kept secret, well, when I speak it, and if you're satisfied with how the game is, you can keep it. You know, simple as that. I mean, I'm not with this old newism. I'll say it like Uncle Ruckus from the boom box. I don't trust these new niggas. I don't trust them. You know? So I try to keep it classic,
well,
you know what I mean? And keep it, you know, I'm trying to keep it at the original essence of this hip hop shit, man. Because the rest of this stuff, man, is just like, man.
No, I know what you're saying. I mean, because
dudes running probably around in tight jeans. They got on tight jeans and all kind of old man. I'm not with it.
Yeah,
you know,
dancing around in the video,
I'm
doing
not with
the Dougie.
man.
Yeah,
if you're gonna dance, you might as well kid and play kickstep then. You know what I mean? I'm cool, man. I mean, these dudes is like really, really, really weird now. It ain't even hip hop. It's like flip flop.
I just think that is R&B period. I don't look at a lot of hip hop nowadays as, you know, they talk about the rap game and the hip. I don't see it as that. I mean, if you doing the Dougie, that's R&B. It's just say what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, though.
All right, so now who you work with on this album?
Really, I only have two guest appearances, and that's my little homeboy, Lil Mike, Fox Boy, and my homie Damo. Because I really wanted to like showcase myself for a change, instead of being like everybody else in the industry. Everybody else get a major deal, and they want to, you know, pay $1 million and have a million different, you know, features from everybody else that's already established in the game before they even get a chance to establish themselves.
Well, I mean, but...
And, I mean, that's a pointless effort.
Well, you know what that is. I mean, because that individual's established, you just trying to touch on their base. You know, that meaning you can't sell off yourself.
I mean, so basically you might as well have them ghostwrite for you.
Well,
I mean, it cut out the middleman.
Well, who says
you know what I mean? I mean, I don't understand that you want to, you, what's wrong? You don't have enough skills, you can't hold your own, so you want to have 50 million people that's already established in the game on your album to make it seem like you're established? Come on, man, earn your bones, earn your stripes. Get out here and get dirty. Battle and show people you got skills, you know. Have some versatility, some longevity, you know what I mean? Don't make one record and get a million ringtones or a single deal and run around here out here like your nuts is swole.
Yeah,
it don't make no sense. I mean, this game is they didn't put more than a black eye in the game, man. I'll say it like that.
Well, you know, I was sitting up there, I can't remember who I was talking to, and I was saying it's like hip-hop is at that point where jazz was. Remember when jazz was hardcore back in the 40s? And then all of a sudden it changed and then it became that smooth jazz shit. And then we talk about the soul music from the 60s, which changed the disco in the 70s and the 80s, and now we look at hip-hop, and, you know, with the auto-tune, and I think we go in that way where the shit that we call, like, the mainstream hip-hop is killing itself.
Well, I mean, it's like the powers that be, they want to destroy anything that we use for an avenue to express ourselves.
Well,
let me
change what I'm saying, because it may have came off wrong. Hip hop is not dead. It's just
the real
MCs don't get shine. Nobody want to talk to the real MCs. Nobody want to play real MC songs.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's a lot of MCs that was once real MCs that got fat off being spoiled to the point where now they don't want to see nobody else with those type of skills get where they are. So, you know, they don't want to pass the baton, but it's time for a regime change. I ain't gonna say no names. I don't have who running the game right now. So, there's no need in saying on that, but, man, these dudes is, like, rich and lazy, you know, to the hunger. Let's take it back to, like, when KRS-One snatched PM Dunn off the stage.
Oh.
There's a lot of PM Dunn-ass niggas in this game right now.
we need a lot of snatching, speaking of that. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that y'all go to jail, I'd go to every show and follow you and watch you snatch a ball off the stage. I swear I would.
But at the same time, though, bro, we also need to take hip hop through a transition, because at one time it was based on positivity and creativity, and now it's just based on record sales and glorifying a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And we need to clean it up, man. I mean, maybe that is not the way those that are rich off of all of our money is trying to make it, because they're trying to make it now to where those who feel like they're being oppressed, we don't have a voice in this music game no more.
Well,
you know, and if you really look at getting a major record deal, it's basically oppression and slavery.
Well, you know what, and speaking of that, you know, I think right now that it's a good time to be an independent artist, because
exactly.
You can make your own way. You don't need no major label to push you. I remember sitting at a conference and a record label executive was there, and I never forget sitting with a couple of the homies, a couple of hip hop artists, and he said, $35,000 or I don't even want to talk to you. I never
That's what I'm talking about.
That. And I'm like,
that's what
who got that?
I mean, who does shit like that, though? Want to charge your fans or somebody that's trying to promote your music $35,000 to talk to you?
Well,
that's a greedy.
Well, this is a music executive that said this at a conference. I'll never forget it. And we were sitting up there like, yeah, I don't think so.
$35,000 just to communicate. They can beat it then. I mean, because right now we don't need record companies. If people will realize that, the record companies would be broke a lot quicker.
Yeah, well,
you know, but they're using. But see, now you. But at the same time, you got to understand that now, since they're starting to realize that we don't need them, they're using their multi-millions to blackball us.
Right.
So it's a lot harder for us to get heard or it's a lot harder for us to get out when they'll run and they won't actually steal your rhymes or nothing. They'll take your concept and your style and give it to somebody on their roster, and next thing you know, somebody comes out sounding just like you before you even get a chance to debut. And that's been done to me on a million different occasions, and I ain't even really got to say no names, but when you hear this new album, The Ruler's Return, that I'm working on right now, I'm airing a few people out.
Well, I mean, as somebody who follows you, and I've listened to, I'd say, the majority of your catalog, you know, the stuff that you have posted on Reverb Nation and MySpace and all that. I think that once people, you start looking at it in, as far as the marketing goes, people can go directly there and get your music, and you get that direct money. So I think you can do a little bit better than what the record companies is trying to big red you for.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm not only going through a musical transition, I'm also going through a spiritual transition right now, and a lot of this glorification of this world and all of the things in it, the big bucks, the cars, the money, you know, I'm pushing away from that. Because I want to take it back to the essence of hip-hop. I mean, because I can remember when your MTV Raps first kicked off, we didn't have big booty breezies and big body Benzes and all of that stuff in our videos.
Right.
You know, and then next thing you know, it started being more of a soft porn video instead of showcasing your skills. It was all about how many bad breezes you can have in your video, and that is like real remedial, man. I mean, that's like cute shit.
Right. Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you about your faith and how that was shaping your music, because you know, you sent me a few videos that I've enjoyed, and I have them as my favorites on my site. I want you to talk about your faith and how that's shaping your music.
Well, I mean, it's as I grow in my faith, it's purging me of certain things that I held dear. And I mean, how can I glorify what I'm walking away from? So, I mean, it might be a lot of listeners in a minute that be mad, like, oh, he's not cussing us out no more. He's not doing this. He's not that. But I'm growing up.
Right.
And certain things that we do as kids that we put away when we become men.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, I'm just manning up. I mean, and it's no other way to put it. I mean, once you start getting in tune with your creator, you'll see what I'm talking about, because I really can't explain it. All I can do is show you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, I know you. I mean, and like I said, I'm a fan of yours, so I've listened to a lot of your music, and what I like about you is your versatility. You're not stuck on one thing. That's why I've always been a fan of yours, because the people that if you rap about the same thing on the whole album, I can only do two or three songs and then I'm out. You know?
Yeah, for real.
And I want you to talk about when you coming up and conceptualizing the album, you know, what is the main factors? What's going on with you when you're like, oh, I'm gonna do this song? I've always wanted to ask you that, because you be all over the place.
I don't know. It's just it all depends on how I'm feeling at the particular moment. We could be like just sitting in the room talking, you know, and I'll be like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I mean, we'll be talking about a certain subject and people will be asking me about music and, you know, how the game is in general. Just like right now, I'm about to send you another song. And it's called Rap Game Dope Game, because the rap game is like the dope game.
Well, rap game is the dope game.
Exactly. So, you know what's going down. And, It's a cold situation, but
now
I'm like, go ahead.
Now I wanted to ask you. Now I know you've got the album Smash You Get Smashed On. You had the Blackula. What you got any videos coming out?
I was just talking to some people about doing some videos, because I haven't really did a video. Well, I done one video. And it was just a song I hooked up with my partner, OG Badmouth, out of Sacramento. Shouts out to my partner. And we had did a song called Hard Times with a few of our homies and one of the little homegirls. And it turned out to be pretty big, like up there in the Bay Sacramento area. And I'm about to either put it on one of these albums or we're going to do an album called 61916. And that's going to be some San Diego and Sacramento artists coming together.
Hey, make it happen. Coast to coast.
Yeah, and I got another album that's just laying in the cut right now. I did with a producer by the name of Mr. Ridley from the group Anti-Citizens. Shouts out to them and the whole 2012 Dynasty. I got an album with him that he did a lot of production on, all of the production for that matter. It's called The California Infection. And the reason I say that is because a lot of people in these different geographical locations is really, 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 really getting paid off what California made. I mean, be it negative or positive, you know, they all out there blooding and cripping now, and a few things that they used to look at us, look down their nose at us about. You know, you remember the days when right before EGE them dropped, we all in the same gang. They were telling us we headed for self-destruction.
Right.
But in all actuality, who's headed for self-destruction now? In a sense, we all are now.
Well, yeah. I mean, because technically we all are in the same gang. It's just people don't believe that for some strange reason. I've always wondered about that myself.
If we don't continue to be in all in the same game, we are headed for self-destruction. So both of those songs coincide.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like the beginning of the end, though. I mean, and that was the thing. Everybody went for the glorification of the so-called gangster rap. And I'm not for or against it either way, because I'm one of them cats. I can appreciate some hardcore. I can appreciate some Tribe, you know, Ghetto Boys, you know, N.W.A., Public Enemy,
sure,
all over the place. And I think that's what is missing. And what I appreciate about you is because your style, you kind of do all of that.
Yeah.
You know, you got your song Revolution. You have my favorite song of yours, by the way, Van Helsing. You know, I listen to that all the time. It's in my MP3 player. And
that's what's up.
It's in my top five all time. You know, I appreciate somebody like you who can switch it up. And so
that's what's up.
You know, I like to talk about, you know, artists like you. I mean, you know, I'm hardcore. I'm all about the hardcore artists. I don't play that bullshit. It just, if I have you on the show, it's because I really like your music, period.
That's what's up. Thank you, man. I got to say this. I don't mean to jump off the subject, but that song, Best Kept Secret, was produced by my little partner, Jake Boog. And he's a part of the A-Team out here, and you know, we're just trying to get it in, man, and like really let people know that we really trying to be, I ain't gonna say try, because try brings about doubt, but we're striving to be a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, but you know, it's all about putting in the work. Now, as far as putting in work, I missed your last show. When's your next one?
Well, right now, 9 times out of 10, it might be Sunday night, because they're doing a pretty much open mic situation at this club called Riley's in Point Loma every Sunday night.
Mm.
So you'll probably see me perform Sunday night.
All right. Now, for the listeners online, tell us where we can find Black Mikey.
You can go to my page, www.blackmikey.com. You can get my music on CD Baby. You can go to Reverb Nation. I got downloads. I got ringtones. You know, I got albums, you know, digital download. And, you know, I would rather you get it off of the offline off my page or off of CD Baby or Reverb Nation, because it's going to be giving my movement the money instead of, you know, going to these indoor swap meets where we might sell them the CDs wholesale and then they try to charge you guys sky high.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to cut off the middleman and, you know, just deal directly with the fans myself.
Well, I mean, that's my point. You know, I like to go out to a show and support the artists that way, you know, because you know, the artists need support, and I'm a firm believer in supporting the ones that put their heart and soul into it and ain't just doing it just because.
Exactly, because, no, man, I mean, it's like, it's cool to get it at the indoor swap meet, but I would be more prone, you know, what would you rather do? Would you rather just spend $10 across the board and get the download or get the CD from me, or would you rather go inside the indoor swap meet and get charged $15, $16, $17.98 for something you could have paid $10 for?
Well, I know for me, I always do the digital download, and like I said, if I wanted a song, I'd grab it off of Reverb Nation, like I've done anyway. So I recommend listeners out there, if you want to check out my man Black Mikey, you can go to the Reverb Nation page, and man, a lot of songs on there. You can sit on there all day. I spent half a day there myself. So you can spend a long time listening to Black Mikey, like from the 90s to now. They're all there. You can listen to all of them. I believe what you got, like 78 on there right now.
Yeah, I got like 78 songs. Hey, and the newest song on there, I just put on there, is called The Straight Way. And that's one of my transitional songs. And I'm speaking on how I'm striving to clean up my act and push for what I believe in. And it was a song produced by my partner, Kai Kong.
Well, I you know what? I don't look at it as a – I know you say transition, but I think this it's just something that was in you. I mean, you know, they say – I guess it's transition, transformation, going from caterpillar to buck. I just think that you've been doing it, and it's been what's been in you, and you just, like you said, growing up. So it's just – you doing your music a different way, but still hardcore.
That's what's up. And the song I just sent you, it should be in your email right now. It's called Rap Game, Dope Game, produced by DJ Fingers, and it's off the Smash You Get Smashed On album. And all I can say is y'all get a real earful and peep what I'm saying, and you know, if I'm saying anything wrong, get at me and I get it right.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure that everybody is gonna feel what I'm talking about. If they in this music industry, they're gonna feel me.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the thing. You know, you keep being consistent and you keep making great music, and folks can't deny you.
Well, that's all I want to do, man, is put out music that people can feel, and you know, get at people in a language they can understand.
So,
try to give them something.
All right, so tell me, when's this next album coming out? Is it about
It will probably be before the first of the year, but then again, because I got so many albums in the wings, I might drop one next month.
All right.
Just to say I did it.
Hey. Well, like I said, you know, whenever you do something, you're more than welcome to come on here. You know, I'm always listening to you. I'm always playing your music. So, to me, it's all love. And you know, next time you bust a video out, man, shoot it to me so I can put it up on my page, and you know.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, cause
yeah,
I'm down with you. We got right. Rap San Diego, right?
Yeah, that.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. And keep doing that hardcore shit.
Good looking out. And thank you for having me, love one.
All right, man. Peace out.
All right, now. All right, peace.
All right. That was Black Mikey. If y'all ain't had a chance to check him out, like he said, you can check him out on Reverb Nation. You can check Black Mikey out on Facebook. You can catch him on MySpace. Man's got a huge catalog. Y'all should definitely be looking out for him because he's got a lot. And on that note, we're gonna go on a commercial song break. And as always, you know, I gotta do some hip hop. But I'm gonna go something this year. This is Father's Day. Redman and Method Man off their Blackout 2 album. Since we being black.
I wanna deal with a bigger insult. The streets. It's coming down hard. We got to get our shit together. We always had music. Eating off the game like it was never gonna run dry. That ain't no business. No other game is run so disorganized.
I could spend my life running away. For what it's worth, how much dirt can I get done in a day? I got a clip in the AK,
a blunt in the tray.
I'm a beast,
fuck the police
in WA. Y'all play this game that the hustlers play. And if you're dressed in the metrosexual way, then motherfucker, you gay. Y'all can say the drama for K-Slay. Like who's fucking my chick, or writing books about sucking my dick. Now I don't give a fuck what they say, cause once I put on my cool, they see my life and wanna put on my shoes. Top of the world, ma, look at you do. I dig a chick with an attitude, but I don't let her cook up my food. It's like these young niggas hugging the strip. Who got the power to move bricks and buildings? Never loving a bitch, stripping with game. Y'all can guzzle the sick. Ain't nothing changed. My niggas is off the chain and we don't muzzle the pit.
Pick up my pen, I begin my flow. I close my eyes and write rhymes in a blackout mode. My Uzi, way over a ton, CD plays over. I do my crown with baking soda with no odor. Pull out like boat motor strings, scratch your shoulder wing. Death squad decoder ring, psychopath bordering. My dog shitting on your lawn while you watering. Pay the fine, order him to shit on your lawn again. B-O-C, get it, C-O-D, my hood, P-O-P, nigga, N-J-D. Baby, Jersey State of Mind, Method Man, lock them in. Y'all niggas give a fuck, punk, we the opposite. I hear you gossiping, cause we on. Just because I rock, don't mean I'm made of stone. My bones are sturdy, I wake up to get it early. When I bully the street, my code D is Keith Murray. In a hurry, back down, a boy, roll with it. This how it sound when them boys is transmitted. Bricks to Staten Island, where babies turn into killers. That's why my Cadillac bear more arms than caterpillars. Let's get it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger and my main man Black Steel. He's still there.
Yes, yes.
All right, that was Method Man Redman off their new Blackout 2 album, Father's Day. Like I said, since we were being black, I had to go blackout. We went from Black Mikey to Blackout. And speaking of Blackout, well, not out, but black going to jail, Wesley Snipes, he's officially going down for his 3-year prison sentence for failing to pay them income tax. I meant to tell Tommy that. Pay your taxes, bro. You don't want to be at the party and they come get you.
Because the IRS will come get you. It don't matter. You can't hide from them. You can hide from a few people out there, but when you're making money and you ain't paying your taxes, they gonna get you.
Yeah, they don't care if you're doing it for a cause or what.
Exactly. They want their cut.
Yeah. I mean, in sad thing, reportedly Wesley got done by one of these his accountants who didn't file the taxes for him, took his money, and just disappeared. And so he was left holding the bag. But, of course, IRS don't care about none of that. And, like, and I believe it's the old KRS-One song, kick up that money, ho. Off the old Sex and Violence album, kick up that money, ho.
I know that song. I was listening to that album, like, 3 or 4 days ago. Classic.
It's in my Rolodex. I got a whole lot of albums in my Rolodex. So, but speaking of that Rolodex, Ireland is just another nation that getting bailed out. I'm like, everybody get a bailout, but the popo. You know, we bailed out the rich folks on Wall Street and the banks when Obama first got elected. And then the Greeks, I don't know if you heard about that, the Greek, you know, Greece was in the financial crisis. And so the European Union bailed them out. And now Ireland is getting bailed out. And the headline is that the Irish government backs the bailout. Yeah, of course they do. Who doesn't back getting billions of whatever it is, whatever the euros are? Well, it's supposed to be tens of billions of euros. I'm like, we hear about all these bailouts. When they gonna bail out the regular folks? I mean, for me personally, if they wanted to boost the economy, if you wanted to try something, why not for all these kids that owe all this money, student loans, whatnot, bail them out so that they have a little money to spend as opposed to spend. I mean, nobody's ever going to be able to pay that money back, you know, to all the student loans out there. No, nobody ever wants to bail out poor folks. Everybody
exactly
wants to
right.
bail out bankers. Bankers don't need money. And on a bank, that's where the money is. It's funny to me that we're constantly bailing out folks that got money, but you can't help folks that don't have money. I'm missing it for some reason, and everybody talks about how the handout thing, people asking for handouts, but it's not a handout when you give it to a corporation.
Yeah, and another thing too is like the tax cuts. They always initiate tax cuts for the rich. They initiate tax cuts for big businesses. What about the poor, the hardworking? What about the small businesses? You know, when can the, you know, mom and pops, you know, when can they get a tax cut?
Right. Well, supposedly, you may not have noticed that extra $2.50 a week that you got in your check, but you supposedly got a tax cut when Obama first came into office.
$2?
Yeah. I say it was about $2.50. You know, that's like the fish taco at Rubio's on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, like
you can get two. Maybe they're like $1.25.
Fish Taco Tuesday at Rubio's $1.25.
Right.
Yo, hey, we eat more than that in my house. Hey, it'd be different if it was like $250 difference on my check. Then I'd be like, oh yeah, I see it. But
right.
yeah, that $250, the little tax break, it don't help me and it don't hurt me.
Well, you know what's funny? It just came out this week. They were talking about there's a group, 40 of the nation's millionaires have joined together and said that, hey, you don't have to give us a tax break. And the official statement is, for the fiscal health of our nation and the well-being of our fellow citizens, We ask that you allow tax cuts on incomes over $1 million to expire at the end of this year as scheduled. And they said, they go on to say, we make this request as loyal citizens who now or in the past earned an income of $1 million per year or more. And I'm like, okay. I don't see the problem with it. If they're begging to be taxed, why not?
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, they can afford it. I mean, they get taxed and they don't buy another yacht that year. So, and you know what I suspect, and it's unfortunate that the only reason why people don't want to tax the rich and the wealthy is because they feel that one day they're going to be the rich and wealthy, and so they don't want to be taxed. And you try to explain to these knuckleheads, look, stupid, it's not going to be you. That's like the winning the lotto. Like, I'm going to win the lotto, and when I do win the lotto, I don't want to pay a lot of taxes on it. It's not going to work for you, stupid. Rich people paying their fair share of taxes is a good idea. And it is the reason why people, I think a lot of people laugh at the voters in general, because they always vote toward the interests of the people that are fucking them over. And they don't even get it, because they want to be the fuckers instead of the fuckies. But what they don't understand is you are the fuckee. Have been the fuckee all your life, and unless that 1 in a million chance happens, we'll still be the fuckee.
So what is that? Why do people have that in their minds that, you know, oh, let's vote for this person, vote for that person. You know, and a lot of times the people that they're putting in there are the ones that are going to raise the taxes. They're the ones that are going to take more of your money. Like you said, you know, think, people.
Right.
Do your research. When you vote, you know, do some homework.
Well, I mean, but, you know, that's the thing. When we talk about votes, and a lot of people say voting is useless. And on the presidential level, yes, it is. Because it's not, you know, it's not by the popular vote. But on the local level, you have the control. You can put your person in who represents your interests. And you can run your town the way it's supposed to be. I mean, it's some common sense shit there. If you want some stuff done on the local level, you can do it. Now, on the president, level? No, but on the local level, yes. And that's that thing, like you, the common sense makes some sense. People don't want to do that. But what can you say? You know, we all scream it out every day till y'all get it. And on that note, I want to thank my man Tommy Walker of Walk With Me Entertainment for coming on the show. I want to thank my man, Black Mikey, for coming on. And, of course, I want to thank my main man, Black Steel, for coming on the show.
And as always, thanks for having me.
Oh, come on now. You know, we go way back to the caveman days, so.
No doubt.
And I want to thank the listeners for listening. Because y'all ain't got to listen to us. Y'all could be, you know, doing whatever the hell else you want to do. No show Thursday. We're going to let y'all eat in peace, because I don't want you throwing up turkey while you listening to me. But we'll be back the week after, just as strong as ever. So y'all enjoy whatever the hell you going to do. I'm Dick Hugger from my main man, Black Steel. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.